last week we mentioned the Kakash scavenger hunt, which is put on by the First City Players and the Ketchikan Area Arts and Humanities Council. There is another scavenger hunt coming up, this one put on by the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition. Joining us this morning to tell us more about that are Ramanda Simpson and Alex Vrabeck. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, and who wants to start us off?
I'll let Ramanda take this one. This was kind of her little brainchild, so.
Well, super, super excited. So first of all, we have to acknowledge, like, how lucky is Ketchikan for getting multiple family community building events, like KCASH and the Goose Chase. So we're pretty excited that there's so many things happening. Our scavenger, we'd actually hoped to launch it in spring, but we all know what happened in spring. And so we decided to postpone it a little bit until things settled down. And it's very, very similar to what you would hear with KCASH, but ours is a little bit different. This scavenger hunt, we're going to see it's points based. So people will earn points based off of which, missions they take on. And it'll be, people will be able to see what other teams have what points. And so if you have a neighbor and you guys each get a team, and I'm like, I've got 800 points. What do you got? They have 700. The competition's on with your neighbors. So it's really fun. We get to watch the missions happening. There are missions that, some are GPS location, like check-ins. Some are videos. Some are picture. Some are riddles. So it's actually text-based. So there's something for everybody, which is really awesome. It's definitely family-oriented, in the sense that, kids can participate and have a blast just as much as us. Adults that are very competitive. So it really does meet something for everybody.
And
Alex, did you have anything else?
Go ahead, Alex.
Sorry, I was muted. Zoom problems. So I think Ramanda hit it pretty straightforward on the head. It's an app-based scavenger hunt. So again, we're calling it the Goose Chase because it's set up with this app. And so my favorite part is that via the app, after you actually complete your challenge in the app, and then it goes straight onto the dashboard. And so you actually get to see all the other people that are also doing these different challenges and such. So that's a really cool and fun part about this as well.
You mentioned a mission. So do you choose? I mean, are there like different missions, I guess, that you choose from, and then you're only doing one, or could you do multiple missions?
You're definitely doing as many missions as you possibly could and want to. Some, so the missions are all listed. When we first launch, there'll be probably over 100 is what we're looking at. And then we'll be adding missions. So some days, like, so if somebody starts the scavenger hunt, like 5 days in, they could still win because there's different points values for different missions. So some of the easier missions will be like maybe 1, 2, 3, 400 points. There might be a mission out there that's 1,000 points. It's a harder one, and it might take a little bit longer, but missions are like, you could do 5 and still potentially win depending on the points, or you could do like 20 small ones and then earn a lot of points just because you're doing so many of them. The other cool thing about our mission, some of our missions, is that there's going to be prizes associated with them. So I don't want to give away too much, but we're working with a couple, quite a few different companies in town to sponsor a mission in which those that complete that specific mission will be entered into a drawing for a prize pack from that company. So it's a great way to involve our local businesses and have a good time and win prizes along the way. So there's four primary prizes. There's a $500 grand prize, $250, and then $150, but there's also a family prize pack. And so the family prize pack is a prize that only families that register with children and youth, they are eligible to win the family prize pack. So like the missions themselves are arranged, but you do as many as you can that you want to do. And I mean, you could decide to go for the major prizes, or you could just do like a friendly competition with your family, you know, your local families in your neighborhood or your colleagues. I know that a couple of businesses I've talked to, they're going to do departments and challenge the different departments. So that'll be fun.
So would an example be something like you will have to locate a particular object and then put its GPS coordinates in or something along those lines? What types of, I mean, is that kind of an idea of what one of the things that might happen? Or it's all a secret?
Well, it's funny because it's like, how many do we give away?
Yeah.
Like, those are listening. Hey, bonus. That is a perfect example. You might have to find a location, and then you might have to, some might be that you have to create something or
get a video of you doing a dance with something or,
and so the good news is that you can still socially distance. So, you know, you're setting up a team in which, you know, it's within your small circle, and where all of the missions are not going to be involving, like you won't have to go into public spaces that are full of people. So the missions are outside or at your own home or in places that you can still maintain social distancing.
You mentioned the points for different, missions. Will you know up front how many points you might earn, or do you find out kind of after the fact? I mean, do you know, ooh, I might earn 1,000 points here, or is it you do the mission and at the end you find out?
Yep. So all of the the missions have, like, it'll be, for example, like, okay, go to refuge and find a heart-shaped rock, 400 points, like, so that sort of thing. So it will be included in the mission description how many points someone can earn.
Okay. And
so
then,
again.
Oh, go ahead.
And there'll be bonus points. So, like, if there'll be some, and it'll be very specific where it'll say, if you do, you know, the top five will earn bonus points of 500, and they're judged off of our council. Sorry, I'm trying to, it's really loud because I'm in the airport.
Yes, I see you working your way through the airport. It's been kind of fascinating watching you. The others can't see this, but. So,
slightly embarrassing. I can hear it all.
You hear noises in the background. So, if someone is interested in participating in this, I believe you have, it's like teams of two or more or something, or how can you do it solo, or do you have to do it as teams? How does that work?
Yep. So this is a team-based challenge. I believe our minimum is, and Romanda, correct me on this, it's just two, correct?
Yes.
And so you go and you head to the Ketchikan, Wellness Coalition's website, so ktnkwc.com, and you register your team, and you'll need to provide the names of your team members, contact your own contact information as kind of team leader, and then pay for your teammates. And so this, just so everybody's aware, we're, you know, kids 13 and under are free, but it is $20 a person for registration. And then once you register and pay, you'll be emailed a code. And with that code, you set your team up on the Goose Chase app, which you will also need to download. But it's a quick and really easy app to use. So when you go onto the Goose Chase app, you can create your team on there and then invite your teammates to download the app and log on as well. And then you're good to go.
When is the event itself? I believe there's a period of time that you get to complete this in?
Yeah, so July 10th through the 24th, I believe, starting at 3 p.m. and ending at 3 p.m. And again, you don't, as Romanda mentioned earlier, you do not need to start from the very beginning to be eligible to win. During that, we wanted to do kind of a longer period so that people had lots of time to get out and do these activities and complete missions. But also, if you don't hear about it till a little bit later, or maybe, you know, you've got a teammate that just found out about it, you have plenty of time to still win, which is really, I think, is most important. It's all about good, friendly competition.
Okay.
And as Alex mentioned, there's a minimum of two people on a team, and there's a maximum of six people. Our recommendation is like 3 to 5 to really have a good time. But get your team and register, and it's going to be fun. It's especially if the sun comes out, and actually if the rain comes out, it'll be even funner. But
okay, it sounds great. Anything else that you wanted to mention about it?
I'm just reminding everybody to register at ktnkwc.org. If you just Google Ketchikan Wellness Coalition, you'll be able to find us. And the registration is right on the website page. It says at the top menu, Goose Chase. Just find Goose Chase. And follow us on Facebook because we'll be giving some, maybe some hints, and we're doing some live Q&As so people can find out more about it as we go along.
Okay, great. Thank you both for joining me, and look forward to learning more about it.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Romanda Simpson, Alex Raybeck, and again, The Goose Chase, a scavenger hunt with the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition coming up. And I will post with this story on our website links to the website and other information that they mentioned.